Hi,
Happy,
I'm Matt.
Happy Tuesday.
Happy Tuesday. I've got this cup in here instead of the other one today.
Your cup O Dr. Pepper. So you've been playing with a new idea the last couple of days, a 48-hour MVP, and it's up, it's running. People can check it out right now, and we're going to talk a little bit about where to spend your time, right? What needs to be perfect? You know, there's an old saying that perfect is the enemy of progress, or perfection is the enemy of progress. And there's places where you can't cut corners or shouldn't cut corners. And there's places that things need to be less than perfect.
Mm-hmm.
Fair?
Absolutely. Let's start. We'll circle back to that. Let's start from the top. So you and I have been racing like crazy to try and sell high ticket white glove consulting B2B. You know, businesses, which is what we're doing. We've had some successes, but it's also just been absolutely grueling as far as like the amount of effort. And I'm actually an introvert. So getting up and speaking in front of people and doing that whole thing earlier this year, it took a lot out of me. But sometimes some of the stuff we're getting the fruits of our labors, but at a certain point, you just kind of got to take a breather. And my mind, I love hackathons. I love building stuff. And I wanted to try not just an engineering accomplishment, this wasn't a massive engineering accomplishment, but there's some fun math in it. But I also wanted to try my hand at marketing something different, just to try and expand my mind and sell a low ticket B2C. We could do B2B.
Lighthearted, fun, not intense, thing that may bring a little bit of joy versus high ticket, deep tech, massive month involvements.
Yep, and still low overhead. Like, I mean, I don't know what the marketing expenses are going to be, but after that, the overhead's pennies. It's nothing. You know, they print out. So we created Game Day Bingo. GD
by we,
Bingo.
We mean you, by the way. I'm just the one that provides feedback on things. You're doing all the real work.
Fair enough. But gdbingo.com. And what you can do is you can select, which right now we've only got the Packers in there and whoever they're playing, but you can select your game and it will give you a bingo card you can use to play with your friends. And I realized I didn't license all the right stuff yet. Listen, if someone started paying me for it, then we'll figure that out. But until then, you just get a bingo card and you get one card. If you don't sign up, if you sign up, you get up to 5 cards every week. For free, not a dime, that you can play with your friends. If you want more than that, then you start paying. And so that's mm-hmm. kind of how we do it. Don't bother signing up with multiple email addresses. You get the same cards, same 5 cards for free. Everybody gets the same 5 cards for free, basically. Mathematically, I made it so. But after that, you basically can get a ton of different cards for however many you want. I mean, we went up to 250, mainly because if you started printing more than that, in one sitting, it kind of locked up, but I can fix that and paginate it. So, you know, something simple. And we're only charging $1 for 5 cards, for every 5 cards. So first 5 cards free, after that $1. You know, that's nothing if you're, you know, having a beer with your friends. A beer costs more than $1. So, you know. So we launched that, and we ran a little bit of ads towards it, but I turned it off for a second, mainly because the Packers just lost, and Monday morning probably wasn't the best time to try and get in people's attention for this. And so we're targeting both regular.
Let me try something here real quick. I wonder if I can do this.
I don't know if anybody actually listens to the audio version, but you're going to destroy it.
There we go.
It's a bingo card.
Yep.
And so it says things like Jordan Love fumbles, Jordan Love makes a pass.
Touchdown pass, sacks, fourth down stuffs, fourth down conversions, you know, all the things. But this is just, it's a way to just bring a little bit more maybe excitement or camaraderie into whatever football game you're watching. Or this could be football, it could probably be basketball, hockey, baseball, etc.
It helps. Yeah, it gives you if not everybody in the group that you're hanging out with is like super excited about the football team, it gives them something else to kind of do while they're there. It gives them a little more engagement. You know, it keeps them occupied, and it gives you some fun stuff to compete against. You know, have some prizes. Gives your grandkids something to do. You know, instead of just staring at the boob tube. You know, So, yeah.
There's a term I haven't heard in a really long time.
I don't even know. And you were the one, I'll give you credit here, that was like, let's just skip bells and whistles and just do a paper. I thought about it
for you were talking and all these other things. I'm like, no, just get it done. Get it out.
You were absolutely right. So, yeah, we'll see how people react to it. If they want to use it, to your point, I did write, a post about, I did cut some corners on this thing. And, if you're a rather clever hacker or a script kiddie, you can get some free cards. Now, what I didn't cut corners are the important things. I use Stripe for payments, all that stuff's secure. Okay. We're using HTTPS, all that stuff. I didn't cut corners on, but that's all pretty standard stuff. And
the most important thing to keep secure.
And we're using best practices on users' emails and all that stuff there. There, you know, we're not storing passwords or anything like that. It's all hashed up and all that. But, you know, it generates the cards client side. That's the only hint I'll give you. But if you wanted to, you know, copy that code or whatever to generate your own, if you're, you know, that savvy, like I said, even a script kiddie could do it. I said, I don't care. That's fine. Most of the people that are going to use this thing, at least in the initial rush, are going to be people that aren't savvy enough to do that. I mean, don't want to pay a dollar or waste an afternoon hacking. Saving a
couple bucks. Yes, exactly. And it also doesn't cost you. I mean, it may cost you a few dollars in lost income, but it's not as though it's going to cost you anything out of pocket if somebody does that. It's not like they can order some physical items if they get around it that you're going to ship and then realize it haven't been paid for or something like that.
Absolutely zero.
Or there's also zero compute. It's not like one of our former projects where we were doing, you know, cute pet pictures. You lose no money on compute resources really either, except maybe fractions of a penny that it took to load the HTML page in JavaScript.
Well, on the contrary, because I'm running it in their browser.
I guess my point is they have to download at least something from your server, their browser, but it's fractions of a penny.
Yeah, it's negligible. I waste more on bots, you know, again, fractions of a penny. So, yeah, so that was an interesting one to push out there. And I want to challenge myself, and I don't want to get like whiplash. I got to market all over the place, but we've been so dead focused on pushing the consulting stuff. It just, sometimes you need to like bring yourself up for air for a second and just be like, okay, I've been staring at this thing for too long. We've been doing the same thing for too long. You know, let's try something else, see what we can learn from it. And maybe we can bring that back to the main thing. You know, I don't think this is going to be my retirement project, you know, the project that makes me enough to retire on. But, you know, it's going to be something fun. I'll probably play with my family and have some fun with that, family and friends.
Well, I mean, almost anywhere in Wisconsin is the heart of Packer country, but you're in a pretty darn loyal part of the state. You know, take 50 of them down to the local bar and just give them away to people and see how they react to it.
That's what a friend of mine, owns, the local watering hole here, and I'll be talking to them. They're just getting done with their vacation on Thursday. They have to close up because they're just there's like a little mom and pop shop, and they close up for a month and then they reopen. So I'll be bringing them down. I'll print them out and bring them down to them. So I think I was talking to you about this, but if we wanted to reach out to bar owners in various places, we could always print out a handful of these things and just mail them to them. I know you like your mailers. Mm-hmm. So.
Yep. Stuff them in envelopes, put a QR code on there. Here's good for this many credits or something, and see what happens with it.
Yeah, slap a time sensitive stamp on it so they actually take a look at it. So,
zero people watching right now that may watch in the future. Tell us what other teams and sports you would love to see this in, and we could probably turn that around in almost no time.
Yeah, I was thinking actually, I don't know if I was going to get in this release that I'm working on here or the next one, because it is quite Spartan, quite sparse as far as the design, but the next iteration actually is going to spice it up a little bit. But I was thinking I might add in some of the other teams in there, you know, just because I've already got their rosters in there. Why not just throw in the schedule? So,
oh, you've got all the rosters, or
anybody that's playing the Packers, I got their roster in there right now. I mean, I guess
did you manually generate that, or was that a ChatGPT? Give me a JSON structure XYZ.
I use the agent mode to crawl around the web and just extract it and put it into JSON. Mm-hmm. So like I said, when I vibe coded and like my ass off on this one just to get it up and running. Like, you know, I would never do this with something for a client that had a, you know, major risk in production. This, again, no risk, you know, mm-hmm. no one's viewing it. We're into this thing for however much a domain is, a few hours of my time.
20 bucks a year, 21 yeah. bucks a year. Okay.
And a handful of, you know, a handful of Reddit ads because I accidentally set the spend a little too high. Got approved. Of course, it gets approved after the game in the middle of the night, mm-hmm. or you know, after I'm done looking at my computer. So it ran the Sunday night after the game was already over. People weren't going to print it. I was like, okay, damn it. Mm-hmm. So, but we'll try again later this week.
Yeah, I saw something on Reddit yesterday, today. Vibe coding is dead. I'm like, I didn't even think vibe coding was officially alive. I mean, alive to dead within what, 6 months, 8 months, something like that.
And SEO is dead. SEO is back. I mean, I even said that, so it's on me. But yeah, I don't know. Vibe coding is amusing at best. It's like it gets paid per token. It's so verbose with the crap it pumps out, and you're just like, you don't need any of this to accomplish your job, and most of it's actually making this tougher. You know, so it's fascinating. I wonder if they trained it to consume as many tokens as possible to make more money. I don't know.
I was talking to a guy who shall remain nameless at a co-working space that you and I both know that right before I was leaving the States, he's like, listen, I need help because I've got my MVP. It's like 99% ready and I vibe coded and this piece right. works and this piece works and this piece works and this piece works. He goes, now I just need to connect them all. And that should be easy. I'm like, oh, man.
Good luck. That's the thing. Even with like professional developers, one of my clients got brilliant engineers, and I've got to remind him, okay, it's got to connect with all the rest of the system. Let's diagram out how this is going to work because you're over here doing this, he's over here doing that. They're going to have to work mm-hmm. together. Like, you know, let's get I obviously, because I created a software to do this, I love my flow charts, my swim lane flow diagrams, network diagrams, and all that stuff. So, if you're interested in any of that stuff, it's on the YouTube channel, youtube.com/schematical, but I haven't done videos on those.
Have you tried perhaps uploading one of your swim lane diagrams to some tool?
Yes. So you can export it as Mermaid.js. Mermaid.js is similar to Markdown, right? So Markdown gives a syntax that's just text characters that can be converted into headers, footers. It's pretty much how LLMs almost always are communicating with you. If they're sending you links or putting images and stuff, it's a lot of times it is Markdown. Well, Mermaid.js is a syntax very similar where I can define network diagrams and all those things. And I was thinking about, it's a great way to communicate with these LLMs. They've been trained on it. And so they're good at consuming and pushing that out. So I was trying to figure out ways where I could wire that in with my diagram software and possibly have it communicate or extract things. So
I wonder if you even upload one of those diagrams and say, build me a skeleton or something that does this in some language.
Absolutely. I mean, your infrastructure. So a great thing to do is go to Amazon Q or whatever you want and say, export my infrastructure as a network diagram in Mermaid.js. And it'll do it. Mm-hmm. Don't get me wrong. I thought about building a product to do it, but they already have it. So I'm not even, you know, but yeah, visualizing your infrastructure is not always the easiest thing, you know?
I'm curious if we could take a picture and write the code or if I wrote a flow chart, would it write the code or, you know, things
you
like
could
that.
Definitely. Yes. You could use it for designing use cases. You could use it for setting scope if you wanted to. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I'd advise it. If you're doing something more complex than game day bingo, I've already experimented with feeding by like, I'll do a diagram, an ERD, feed it into it and then have it code up, you know, the MC model view control MVP? Or all that stuff.
MVP.
Yeah. The
model view.
The ORMs.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
Too many acronyms.
I know. But yes, absolutely. I strongly suggest people check out Mermaid.js after you check out Game Day Bingo if you are a football fan.
And put a couple tokens into the slot. Get yourself some cards.
Yeah. It's funny because I'm actually like not the biggest football fan. Like I grew up watching the Packers. It's a social endeavor for me, but like I'm not the guy that memorizes all the stats and things like that. So you were actually the one that was looking at the plays, and I had another
the squares
and whatnot.
I exceptionally seldom, and I'm going to say I've never been to a Packers game. I've been to a couple Bears games, like Badgers football, for example. I couldn't tell you the last time I watched a football game on TV, but every couple of years I'll go to a game. Going to a game and being a big fan, two completely different things, in my opinion. I couldn't tell you what the Badgers record is, except bad. I couldn't tell you anything about the Packers or any NFL team for that matter. I just know that the Badgers and the Colorado Buffaloes are doing really bad this year. I just couldn't tell you their numbers.
Okay. I'd be curious why you knew the Colorado Buffaloes.
Well, A, I lived in Boulder for a while.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
And Deion Sanders is out there, and he's just Deion Sanders. So just
fair enough. Yeah. I'm with you. I got to be doing something with my hands, which is part of the reason. Like I used to, so in college, you know, we'd be watching the games and they're all just staring at it. And I'm like, I can't just sit here and watch the game. So I'd actually start coding video games of my friends doing stupid crap while we're watching the game, you know? So that was always fun. Definitely coded my buddy Paul, into a game where it was like things were dropping from the sky and you try and catch them with your mouth, like pizza slices and shots and whatnot and Red Bulls. So it was a pretty simple flash game.
Okay.
So, yeah. And I was always screwing with my friends like that. So simple enough to code. Nowadays you could have it up and running in about 5 minutes. Back in my day, we had to code it out.
Maybe.
So yeah. So if anybody listening also is has any tips for kind of B2C or like low ticket, entertainment type sales, let us know. Yeah. Affiliate stuff. Yeah. I'm curious what the demand is for this thing and then how to move it. But yeah, it's interesting. It's good for me to flex my marketing muscles to try and expand that knowledge as a solo business owner. You've got to do more than just the tech. You've got to do the sales. You've got to do the marketing, do the operations.
And we've tried marketing many different things over the years. And some have been complete failures. Most have been complete failures on the marketing front, digital marketing. And it's one of the dark arts that neither one of us is particularly skilled at. Now, direct person to person is a different story that I've had good luck with in different venues, but anything digital marketing, if you know the dark arts, let's have a chat.
Sounds good. Yeah. Send it our way. Let's see what else we have for today. I think that's probably about it.
This is kind of a light one. Lighthearted one compared to the deep, intense tech or the meltdowns or the other things we generally talk about.
Yeah, I was going to say there wasn't any big outages, but I woke up this morning and Reddit was down. Azure went out recently.
Really? Reddit was down for you? It's been working for me today just fine.
It was right around 7. Around 7. Okay. So they got it back up quick enough. So, but yeah. Let's see. Next week, I won't tell too much. We've got an exciting video for me to drop. So.
I know what we're talking about.
Hopefully we'll get that going on Monday, and then it'll be on the homepage of the website and everywhere I can put it. You can put it on my tombstone. That video is going everywhere, so I'll be telling you all about that.
We'll get to know a lot more about what Matt actually does for his clients. I know we talk about it at a high level, but you'll see it from somebody who's been experiencing it and understand really what differentiates you from pretty much anybody else out there that's doing, any sort of call it tech augmentation in broadly, but that's not quite the right term. I know that.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, but we'll save that for next week. Until then, it's gdbingo.com. I'm Matt with schematical.com, cloudwargames.com. And Dominic, thank you for jumping on. Everybody else, we'll talk to you later.
Ciao, all.